you might have spotted billboards around Southwest Michigan advertising something a little different: local art. On Friday night from 5:30 to 7:30, you can meet the 10 artists who won this year's Billboard Art Contest at the Kalamazoo Institute of the Arts. Their work will be on display at the KIA. WMUK's Nancy Camden visited one of the artists, Paul Marquardt, in his home studio.
Working at home suits the way I work. The work that I'm doing is such a part of my life that it makes sense to live with it. I don't keep 9 to 5 hours. There's plenty to do, that's for sure.
Because Paul Marquardt's art is so diverse in media, he has several studio spaces in his home dedicated to specific needs.
I have a room in here that's basically my clean work area, and it has my computer and desk and library and some nice light coming in. A large part of my work is done digitally, so I do spend a lot of time in here. One of the bedrooms here is designated as a print room. This is a 44-inch wide 12-color printer. It will do wonderful archival prints. It really is very nice to have my own printer. I can do my own proofing. I can calibrate it so that I get the results that I want. My Master's of Fine Arts is actually in printmaking. It was before we had digital technologies. So I know all of the old processes, but what I bring to this newer digital media is a sensitivity to the materials. What kind of papers am I using? The archival qualities of the prints as well.
We went downstairs to a large ranch house basement.
This was a recreation room until our daughter went to college. I have a full photo studio here. We're coming through a plastic that's hung in a doorway. It prevents dust from a work area from moving into the rest of the house.
Describe your work.
That's hard to do. I can do it conceptually much easier than I can in media because I work in so many different media. The work is content-driven. If it's a piece that requires some kind of three-dimensionality, like a sculptural work, I'll work with the materials that suit that space. Whether it's LED lighting with different kinds of panels or whether it's a 2D situation that needs something on the wall, it really depends where the piece is going to be exhibited and what the content seems to require.
The work that's on the billboard, what was the process for that?
That's a piece called Written Rose. The piece is about our legacy. It's composed of a rose. It's this dried up rose. And on it is script. And the script came from letters that were written between the United States and England from 1897 to 1907. I took the script and applied it to the petals.
Digitally?
Yes. It's a photographic print.
I'm Farrell Howe, Marketing and PR Coordinator for the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Adams Outdoor Advertising had approached the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts and said, we have public service announcement space. And we were thinking, what about promoting local artists? So they came to the KIA and said, would you be interested in partnering with us? So it's a contest. We did it for the first time last year. We had probably close to 100 applicants that sent in an application to be a part of it. It is a juried process, so we vet out the top 20 artists. Those top 20 are then put on our website for an online voting competition. This was our way to get the public involved and say, this is what we're doing. We're trying to promote local artists. Come here and vote for your favorite artist.
I think the Billboard contest is a very, very nice thing for the community. It's just another one of those extra things that we have in Kalamazoo that raises the quality of life. For an artist, it's a wonderful opportunity to get some exposure in the area and in the region, actually, because the works are spread out more than just in Kalamazoo. I'm delighted that the KIA and Farrell Howe, all her fine and hard work, have brought this together and are offering this opportunity to us artists. It's very well appreciated.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
You can find more information about arts and cultural events in Southwest Michigan at WMUK.org. Just look on the WMUK calendar. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Join us Tuesdays and Fridays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered for Arts and More. Thanks for listening.